Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. Today we're going to do the usual. We're going to talk about the USFL, which has now completed 8 weeks of the 10-week regular season. And then we'll preview the college baseball super regionals, which begin this weekend, I believe tomorrow. And then finally, an update on the NHL playoffs, which are which the Stanley Cup finals are almost set. So we'll start with the USFL. This past week, you had week eight. So you had the final scores. The Friday game was New Jersey defeated Pittsburgh 29-18. The Generals won their seventh straight. And then Pittsburgh dropped to 1-7, which officially eliminated them from the playoffs. The Generals are already in the playoffs, so they are one of the teams from the East. And the second game this weekend, this past weekend, Saturday, the Birmingham Stallions held on to a slim 10-9 win over the New Orleans Breakers. Birmingham extended its winning streak to, well, its undefeated streak now to 8, so they're at 8-0, while New Orleans dropped to 5-3. And the Stallions are in the playoffs, while the Breakers hold the they're in the driver's seat as far as being the second seed in the South. The Philadelphia Stars stomped the Michigan Panthers 46-24. The Stars clinched a playoff spot in the East, while Michigan was officially eliminated as well. At 1-7. Then in the final game, the Tampa Bay Bandits held on to their playoff hopes with a 13-3 win over the Houston Gamblers. Tampa Bay improves to 4-4, while Houston drops to 1-7. So right now you have three teams have clinched three of the four playoff spots, and the last spot will come down between come down to Tampa Bay and New Orleans, which play this weekend. And speaking of this weekend, here are your games. Saturday at 12 noon on NBC, it will be New Jersey and Michigan. At 5 o'clock Central, the Houston Gamblers try to get their first win, or to break up a seven-game losing streak, their first win since opening week. They'll face the undefeated Stallions. And then in the Sunday game, really the Sunday, the big game will be Tampa Bay and New Orleans, 3 o'clock Central on Fox. And then at 6:30 on FS1, Philadelphia faces Pittsburgh. So in three of the four games, what you have right now are either teams that have already clinched versus teams who have been eliminated. So it'll be interesting to see how New Jersey, Birmingham, and Philadelphia play these final 2 weeks, if they will play their starters, if so, how long. And the reason for that is the Stallions have already obviously clinched a playoff spot, and they've clinched the Southern Division Championship. So they really have nothing more to clinch. I suppose they could try to clinch an undefeated record and best record in the league, but there is no home field advantage attached to that since the semifinals and the championship game are going to be held in Canton, Ohio. So the big game this weekend will be Tampa Bay and New Orleans. If New Orleans wins, they will clinch the playoffs, and Tampa Bay will be out. However, if Tampa Bay wins, then both teams will be at 5-4 and will have split the tiebreaker, with one more game to play in the division. And just looking at overall, let's see, the divisional record, I believe Tampa Bay is 2-2 in the division thus far. New Orleans is is also at 2-2. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what it comes down to. It could come down to a tiebreaker on the final week if both teams end up tying. Because the final week will be division play again. I believe New Orleans faces Houston, and then Tampa Bay faces Birmingham in the final week. So this is really for some of the teams that are out of it, like the Gamblers, this is their chance to end the year on a good note and or play spoiler and possibly knock the Breakers out next week. So that'll be week 9. And just to look ahead, let's see what we have for week 10. The week 10 games will be the Stars and Generals on Saturday at 11 a.m. 3 o'clock game will be Birmingham and Tampa. The Sunday games will be Michigan and Pittsburgh at 11. 7:30 will be New Orleans and Houston. So that last game on FS1, the last playoff spot, could come down to that game. So even though the Houston Gamblers, I guess you could say they have nothing to play for because they've been eliminated, they can definitely play spoiler and play a role in who goes to the playoffs. So let's look at some of the stat leaders. It's just a disappointing year for the Gamblers. Looking at some of the stat leaders here, they've had some of the stat leaders in the league, at least on defense, for the first part of the year. Like total tackles, they have the tackling leader, Donald Payne, with 96. Chris Odom is their sack leader with 11. So earlier in the year, their quarterback, Clayton Thorson, was leading in touchdown passes. He's actually tied for second in the league with Case Cookus with 10, but he's also thrown 7 interceptions. Kyle Sloter is the leading passer in the USFL in terms of yards with 1,750. He's thrown 9 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. Wow. So Sloter's thrown the most interceptions in the league, although he's also looks like he's thrown the most passes at 277. So New Orleans will have a chance to get right this week with a win over Tampa, but that should be interesting because Tampa's playing for their playoff lives, for their season, really. New Orleans is not, so we'll see which team shows more urgency this weekend. And moving on to the college baseball super regionals, we have the Sweet 16. So the number one team, those will be the host teams. Number one, Tennessee hosts Notre Dame. Number 8, East Carolina hosts number 9, Texas. The number 5, Texas A&M Aggies hosts the Louisville Cardinals. Number 4, Virginia Tech hosts Oklahoma. Number 14, Oregon State hosts the Auburn Tigers. Number 2, Stanford hosts the UConn Huskies. Stanford came very close to being eliminated the other night by Texas State, but held on to win that regional. Number 10, North Carolina hosts Arkansas. And number 11, Southern Miss hosts Ole Miss. And just looking at that Texas State-Stanford regional, that went the full games there in that series because Texas State won the game on Sunday night to force the deciding game on Monday. And it looks like, Stanford had a rally with 3 runs in the 9th inning with a 4-3 win over Texas State. So, wow, Texas State had a 3-1 lead in that final game going into the bottom of the 9th. Oh, boy. Bobcats came that close to upsetting Stanford in Stanford. So, back to the USFL. Let's look at some of the point spreads going into this week. see, the let's look at the point spreads. Well, it looks like, at least according to Fox, Generals are a 7.5-point favorite over the Maulers. Over the Panthers. The Bandits are, and Breakers game, the big game this weekend. The Breakers are favored by Fox Bet at 3.5. Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. Stars are an 8.5-point favorite. And we don't see the final game. Okay, then moving on to the NHL finals very quickly before we sign off here. The Colorado Avalanche clinched their first Stanley Cup playoff appearance in 21 years. It's hard to believe. They swept the Edmonton Oilers in an exciting overtime game. I think it was game four in Edmonton. I believe the final was 6-5. It was a back-and-forth game. The Edmonton Oilers led most of the game. Colorado Avalanche scored three goals in the third period, but Edmonton tied it late, forcing an overtime until the Avalanche scored with about 2 minutes to go, or 2 minutes into the first overtime period. So the Avalanche move on to their first Stanley Cup in 21 years. That's so hard to believe. It's been that long. The last time they were in it, I believe Patrick Waugh was their goaltender. And then Ray Bourque, a longtime Boston Bruin, finished his career with the Avalanche and ended up winning the Stanley Cup for the first and only time in his career. So I do remember those storylines. It's just hard to believe it's been over 20 years. They await their opponent. It will be either the Tampa Bay Lightning or New York Rangers. That game that game's tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern on ESPN in Madison Square Garden. And the series is tied at 2. The Lightning have rallied back from a 2-0 hole. Now they're tied at 2. So can the Lightning rally again and advance to their third straight Stanley Cup finals en route to trying to three-peat, become the first team to three-peat since the New York Islanders in the early 80s, or will the New York Rangers defeat them and advance to their first Stanley Cup finals in almost 30 years, I believe. I think it's been 28 years. That's crazy. So a long time. Long time for some of these teams. We'll see. And then in game six, which will occur, that is scheduled for Saturday, 8 o'clock Eastern on ESPN. So it should be interesting rest of the Eastern Conference Finals while the Avalanche sit and await their opponent. And that's our show for today. Have a good sports weekend, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.